USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. On the Senate floor Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Democrats are crafting a stopgap bill. Schumer said that the bill will extend government funding to December 3rd and will provide long-sought emergency relief to areas affected by Hurricane Ida, as well as emergency funding for the ongoing Afghan special immigrant crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, decried on Newsmax President Joe Biden's tax increases. Appearing Tuesday on Spicer & Company, Braun expressed skepticism about Biden's proposed corporate and individual tax increases. Saturday, the president tweeted, "My Build Back Better agenda costs $0. Then why raise taxes?" Braun asked.
So many things can come together to take what was the best economy we had pre-COVID, and it looks like we're doing everything in the book to ruin it, and it was working back then.
The volcano in the Canary Islands continues to spew after 10 days of activity. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Postal Service delivery will be getting slower and more expensive just in time for the holidays, NPR reported Tuesday night. USPS on Friday will begin implementing new service standards for first-class mail and periodicals that will slow target delivery time by about 30%, spokesperson Kim Frum told NPR, who added that 61% of first-class mail and 93% of periodicals will not be affected by the changes. A Marine has been imprisoned for calling out military brass on social media.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's father on Fox News. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.